So we weren't able to take our cameras or memory sticks into some of the high security places. The IAI industry, very interesting, as well as the things for security and space surveillance. They have an operation for converting airliners into cargo planes. And the one we saw was a 767, so new. They would cost you $180 million from Boeing. To get one second-hand would be around $20 million, or a bit better than that if you could get a good bargain. And the time you did a conversion and did all the refurbishments, give a full guarantee on the engine and maintenance plan, you could sell that for $40 million. So that's part of their operation as well. And the drones that we saw too, for a lot of different operations, not just spying, but for transportation, some that will take a payload of 5,000 kilograms. Very interesting. The agriculture one, at the moment, there's some of them in contact with who have projects in Myanmar, and their rice projects are looking at seeing if we can do an experimental farm. And the rice yields, instead of flood irrigation, using drip irrigation, everything controlled, is quite huge. Better yields and a lot more things that are beneficial. So there's places like India that a lot of these technologies are moving to with Israel. They're forming good enterprises, joint ventures, and business opportunities. The cybersecurity and anything in the whole IT field, you'd struggle to find anywhere in the world that is not using technology that's built in Israel. Your phone, the best cameras for the Samsung phones are all developed in Israel. Apple as well. All your Microsoft computer systems R&D are based there. And they've moved a lot of their technologies down to Beersheba, which is on the edge of the Negev Desert, a big technology park there. So it's a little bit difficult to get the call ahead for the other side of the world for a few days. And so the thought for me was, how long and what should I do for the rest of the time? And so with that in mind, there was a bit of prayer went into things, a bit of pacing up and down, and kind of interesting to see what God had brought together from the two New Zealanders that I was able to pull together for our time in Israel. So the next video might explain a little bit about that.